But I was a little offended by that, because I'm like, so my post, my answer to that was like, well, what makes a Mexican? Maybe he's like Guatemalan. Maybe he's from another Latin country. Why is it automatically Mexican?
You all speak the Mexican. So
he does live in California. So
Big Fatty, if you're not from the United States, Big Fatty says you're Mexican. There's North Mexico, South Mexico, East Mexico. There's Spanish Mexico. Everywhere's
where
Mexico.
Where does Big Fatty live?
South Carolina.
Exactly. She don't know
he
any
lives
better.
In Charleston.
She lives in I don't knowston. South Carolina, I don't knowston. that's where she live.
I like that. I don't knowston.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I was a little offended by that.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1630 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of April, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, seminarians. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are seminarians today. Big Fatty, are we going to the seminary? No. But y'all, Big Fatty was in a seminar. Big Fatty, wouldn't that be seminarians? Well, I don't know. But anyway, I was in a seminar during my lunch hour on hump day. So y'all, I was not able to go to the Von's East during the lunch hour, but y'all, I headed on. I headed out a little bit right after work, and so we'll be telling you about the coupon here in just a minute, y'all. A couple of things that I wanted to mention to you. First of all. Where is it? Oh, y'all, on the Twitty, the Haunt Cub the other day, he said the cutest thing. he was making a comment about his puppy dogs, and he referred to all of the puppy dogs toys as Squeaky Kitty. And so he would talk to the puppy dogs and say, "You want Squeaky Kitty?" And, you know, and then he said, "You know, it's Big Fatty's world, and we're just lucky enough to live in it." Big Fatty, that's so sweet. And y'all, then, Mean Keen, y'all, you know, he loves the NAACP. No, he doesn't. He loves the NCAA basketball tournament. And y'all, doing what is that called when you work from home? Big Fatty, is it called working from home? I don't know what it is. You know, there's another word for it, Matt. I don't remember. Commute. He's convalescent. I don't know. Big Fatty. but anyway, he was listening to the BFO at home, and every time Squeaky Kitty spoke up, his puppy dogs just went crazy. Big Fatty, that happened to that. Casey in Denver also, it's true. And I'm sure that they're not the only ones that it's happened to. Y'all, if you got a Macintosh computer, y'all, they had an impotent update that came out hump day morning, and y'all got updated also. And y'all, I was having the hardest time playing Miss Bacon's favorite game, the what's the phrase? Y'all, she just loves that. So if you're not playing Miss Bacon in the WTP, what's the phrase? Approach her and want ask to do a game with her, and y'all, she just loves it. Oh, Big Fatty, you can say that, and she loves it, Big Fatty. But anyway, so y'all, that's all the stuff I just wanted to give you a couple of little updates on, and so let's move forward. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Y'all, can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. Y'all, like I said, I went by the Von's East after work today, and y'all, I was just delightful that it wasn't crowded. In fact, I walked in the door, and I just said, Big Betty, a B flat for the Von's East. But y'all, and I didn't buy very much. Y'all, it was exactly the... well, let's see. No, let me think this out. Oh no, they came out with the circular in the Sunday paper, and then it was the same circular that came out in the Wednesday paper, and it'll be good through next Wednesday because of the Easter holiday. But y'all, I bought a couple of bananas. Y'all, I got me a lime. I've decided I'm gonna have me a Tangeray 10 and tonic after I finish recording as I watch The Survivor. Y'all, they had the coupon for buy a Hallmark card and get a Hallmark card of equal or less value for free. So y'all, I got my Mother's Day card. Remember, Mother's Day is just 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. So y'all, get on that. And y'all, I got a bag of solid. Y'all, I bought a couple of quarts of the strawberries. Got some navel oranges. And y'all, the penny coupon today, y'all, since I wasn't able to go at lunchtime, I sent a testimonium to Miss Kitty and said, Miss Kitty, what was the penny coupon? And he told me, and y'all, that was the deciding factor of whether I should go or not. And y'all, so I did. It was the Von's East peanut butter. Y'all, sometimes it's just for the creamy, but it was the creamy and the crunchy today, and I love the crunchy. And y'all, then I got some chicken bazooms also. And y'all, excuse me, it was the chicken cutlets, because you know those are even better. Y'all, I didn't look old today, but that was okay, because I only spent $20.70, but y'all, I saved $10.47. Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello. All right, I just kind of have to blow it out.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not
going to
take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not
going to
take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not
going to
take it anymore!
I'm not going to take it anymore!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we've had a blow it out with Big Fatty. So, y'all, Miss Bacon, what you got on your mind?
So, last year for Christmas, Valentine's Day, I can't remember what the day was, uh-huh. or whatever, my mother uh-huh. gave me a gift card to the Kohl's. And uh-huh. Then for my birthday or something, she gave me another one, and I got another one. So, anyway, I have $150 in Kohl's cash, gift uh-huh. cards or whatever. So,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah. I told my mother, yeah, I think I'm going to check out the Fiesta Ware dishes or whatever, because I do need new dishes, and that uh-huh. is a story in itself. So
yeah.
anyway, she says, no, don't get the Fiesta Ware.
Oh.
I was just thinking about that the other day, and I just told so-and-so that I think I'll buy you new dishes for your anniversary, which is in July.
Oh.
Well, she's the one who bought the last set of dishes that I got.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know?
Whatever.
So I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And now as I'm getting closer to Sioux Falls, I'm just kind of like a little irritated because now I don't want what she said to affect my decision.
Right.
And at the same time, it's like, don't give me a gift and then tell me how to spend it. If you're going to do that, then go ahead and do it.
Right.
But at the same time, hello. My house, my rules. My house, my dishes. My house, my decision. My what? It's just.
Oh.
Oh my gosh! Like seriously.
Oh.
It's like she's always trying to add more crap to my walls and add more crap to my tables.
No
and
more crap.
Rearranging my house and everything else. And it's like, please, mother.
Right.
Get your own house.
Right.
And do what you want with it. And like, she's like cranky, like, why don't you do this?
Oh.
And why don't you do that? And I'm like, you know what? I don't enjoy cleaning. I don't enjoy spending my life cleaning. So,
I
don't have 1,000 pictures on the wall because that's just, 890 more to dust.
And yes.
I don't have a bunch of crap sitting on my tables. And I don't need coffee runners or what are those things that,
table runners
or whatever, you know? And it's
coasters?
Like, so these people that I live with can spill crap on them and then they look trashy. I'm really blowing it out.
Right.
Well, anyway, I really don't care that much.
Blow it out.
But I think I might get the Fiesta Ware. Of course, what I'm going to do is I'm going to compare the price on Amazon to the price on Kohl's.
Oh.
And, and then I'll make my decision then. But quite honestly, give gifts and then tell them how to spend it.
Well,
I
hope to.
I sure hope Calvin spent that gift I gave him
on something.
That food that he didn't want to buy because it was so expensive or whatever. But,
I hope he,
just kidding.
Okay.
No, seriously. All right, well, this has gone on long enough.
Oh, yes.
You need to cut me off after like a minute.
Cut her off, Big Fatty. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for calling. Y'all, I think I've played Miss Bacon's voice letters in the wrong order. Because, I get several a day from her. And I believe this one came in prior to the one where she says that she went to the Kohl's and bought the Fiesta Ware. But, Miss Bacon, I agree with you. either give me a gift or give me a gift card so I can get my own gift, and don't tell me how to do it. Also, Miss Bacon, remember that when you look at the job description of a mother, has to push your buttons and has to give you her opinion. And, this is part of it. And you take it and you say, okay, that's what mothers are supposed to do. So anyway, it's a balancing act, Miss Bacon. But I'm glad you got the Fiesta Ware and I'm glad you blew it out. Big Fatty!
Hello, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, what is it? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, those sounds, all that commotion indicates that we have our 2100th caller to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is Scott, a.k.a. Sater69 on the Twitter, host of the Satersphere podcast. I'm just calling to say hi. I've gotten a little overdose of Kathy Bacon calls, so I thought I would try to counter that. But hello, Poodle.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good to know. Squeaky Kitty. No, don't talk. Don't talk, Squeaky Kitty. Don't. You give me a headache, Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, I'm just calling because I know that Kathy Bacon likes to leave messages for others. So I'm leaving a message for Kyle in Hawaii. Betty, if it could please call my show, that would be great because we miss his sexy voice. All right, that's it. I love you, Big Fatty. You have a great day. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Blah, blah.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Sater69 from the Satersphere. He is Cindy the Flame Dame's co-host over there. First of all, Scott, thank you so much for the call, and congratulations on being the 2100th caller to the BFO. Now, y'all, I got to tell you, I don't know what's in the BFO prize chest anymore, because, you know, they ain't jack shit in there now. Big Fatty! But I'm going to look, and Seda, we'll see if we can find something. If not, I'll have something that I can give you out there at Pride 48. But anyway, Big Fatty, he's not going this year. Oh, well, anyway, we'll see what we can scrounge up. Now, Miss Bacon will tell you it takes Big Fatty forever to get the, you know, it almost takes Big Fatty as long to ship a prize for being, you know, the 100th, the different 100th callers as it does for the Seda 69 to ship lube and condoms to his winners. Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling in about your most recent little show where you talked about the baby jar. And just know that you and he and all of your friends and his friends and everyone attending to him right now are definitely in my thoughts and prayers. And whatever the outcome on this, I know it's going to be perfect. And, you know, certainly thanks for reaching out to us the way you did and, you know, for talking about this on your show. Yeah, I think that's basically about everything that I can think of to say at the moment. So, yeah, just know that sending lots of love to you, and I'll be talking with you again soon.
David, thank you so much for that call. And y'all, you know, I usually play a little gag whenever David calls and have the crickets on there and everything. And it's just kind of David's signature. You know, different folks have different things that get played when, like the Kyle and the Hawaii with the Pineapple Princess and all. But y'all, I didn't think it appropriate today. And David, thank you so much for the heartfelt thoughts. And I truly appreciate you taking the time to call and express that. And y'all, you don't have to call or send an e-letter or post something over at the BFO, even though or on the Twitter or whatever. But even though many of you have, and it is appreciated. But y'all, it's not necessary. Just it's like I said. Just keep the baby jar and you know in your thoughts, and I think that's what he would want, and and I appreciate that, and he knows that I do this silly little thing, and he's listened from time to time. He may have even been on one of the little shows. I can't remember, David, but thank you so much for the kind thoughts, and I truly appreciate the place within you where all that came, and it was very, very, very kind of you. Now, y'all, moving on. I've got a few more voice letters, including one from a Mexican, y'all, from northern Mexico. But, y'all, I'm not going to be able to get to it today because, I've just run out of time. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I post the BFO over at the GoDaddy. And, y'all, they have an advertisement. Oh, dear Gussie. They have an advertisement over there, and it's... y'all, there are all these new domains, www domains, like the .com or the .gov or the .edu. And y'all, I just some of the ones that they are advertising in the little ad is .club, .email, .reviews, .today, .directory. And y'all, the one that really caught my eye was .guru. Big Fatty. So I expect someone in Tampa to be registering nudie Guru. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the stinky orangutans, and Roger, what did you think of today's show?
But I was a little offended by that.
Big Fatty, how can he be offended? I thought you had to listen to be offended.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.